In the Waiting, When God Seems Silent, by Ken E. Reed. Narrated by the author. Copyright 2020, See Beyond Music. O God, you are my God, earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Psalm 63, verse 1, a psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah. Acknowledgements. First, I must note that the core of this book was drawn from insights found in the writings of Gene Edwards, especially his book, The Inward Journey. I've decided not to directly quote from any book in order to preserve the feel of a personal journal, but I have, in several places, tracked with Edwards' insights. Over the years of reading many of his works, much of my thinking has grown from his. The original version of this work was written some years ago as a blog, and I found comfort from Gene's writing while wrestling with my own feelings of failure as a minister. And so I apologize in advance for misusing his ideas as they blended with my own in my writings. The actual impulse to write this work came from reading the novel Silence by Shusaku Endo. By the time I finished that wonderful novel, I was wanting to write something myself. More recently, I've been blessed by Pete Grigg's book, God on Mute, and many of the thoughts here have grown from reflecting on insights that really come from Pete. I appreciate the teachings of John G. Eliot on the working of the Holy Spirit. Some of the insights on that subject are drawn from his lectures. Again, they are not cited, but two paragraphs are taken from a list that came from John. Having said all of that, I hope that this work contributes my own personal insights and goes beyond where these authors left off. But to the degree that I have simply tracked with them, I apologize to the authors. One more comment on sources. I have chosen to cite passages from the scriptures seldom in the body of the daily entries, and yet this book is saturated with scriptural allusions, quotes, and paraphrases. When I'm directly quoting scripture, I've used the New International Version. When it is a direct quote, which includes all of the headings for chapters, I use conventional capitalization and punctuation, as in that version. If I'm not directly quoting verbatim, then I have used the unconventional approach of capitalizing only nouns and pronouns that refer to God. I have, for simplicity of reading and in keeping with scriptural precedent, referred to God in the masculine. My family and friends have been our spiritual home for the last several years, and I am deeply grateful to those saints who have joined in on the adventure. Our little community of faith has been a refuge and a place of healing for me and my family. Many thanks to my wife, Ellen, who has gone through the desert with me for more than a quarter of a century now. She has generously permitted me the extended time to write the material in this book, taking time from her and our children to do it. That is an amazing gift from a busy mother and grandmother. I love you, Mercy. Introduction. 40 days of solitary confinement can drive a person mad. In fact, only a few days without interaction with another human can trigger depression or an existential crisis. On the other hand, time spent in silence with a close friend can heal madness, and a sincere two-way conversation can bring clarity and wholeness to a person in crisis. We are designed to be social creatures, and without conversation and interchange, without companionship and fellowship, we will die. More specifically, we are designed to be in fellowship with our Maker. From the beginning, His intention was that we would walk with Him, be with Him, commune with Him. From before the beginning, the great plan of God was to make for Himself a bride, and the climax of history will be the great wedding feast of the Lamb. That's what we were made to do, be in intimate oneness with our Creator. So, what happened to break that relationship? To ask it another way, why do we sometimes hear nothing but silence from God? Is it silent love?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?